The which ones?
The,
oh, they were all stars, CNN. Dude. Nurses yeah. were up there with them. They were
nurses
all just
making TikToks. Dude, go back and watch those. It's haunting.
Yeah, they're crazy.
It's very scary.
Like the
nurses
worst
doing weird dances.
Did you ever see the ones where like when nurses lose patients, like there's a nurse in the hallway.
Yeah, they film themselves with sad music.
Like, what the fuck are you
I'd be
doing?
So pissed if my family member died and the nurse went out and filmed themselves like, well, I got to get myself back up. I can't, you know.
It'd be funny if they filmed breaking the news to you. Just being like, this is the hardest part of my job. Yeah. Your dad's dead.
Your dad's fucking dead. That's a good sketch.
That would be funny.
A really good sketch is walking into the hallway, like leaving the room where your parent just died, and you open the door and a nurse is going, oh. You notice a camera, you're like,
what the fuck are you
what
doing?
The fuck? They'd have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. They have to break their fake character.
They're just filming you and your family being like,
look how so sad
hard.
They are.
So hard. You just have a mask on. But yeah, dude, I mean, when you exist in that realm of like, we're going to start witch hunting everybody, it naturally is going to start. You're going to start viewing all your coworkers through that lens. You're going to be like, it just falls apart. You can't do that. Dude, the shame. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was reading the Hubes article. The shame apparatus we've put together, the medieval church would just drool over it. The ability, we can shame someone across the globe in just 4 seconds. Just being like, adulterer. And everyone's like, oh, what a piece of shit.
I can't believe they're a piece of shit. I don't get, one thing I don't get is the musk hate.
I can't stand it.
I don't understand what the hate is.
I don't understand. It's like the dude sunk a ton of his own money into Twitter. I think he got the Twitter files kind of unleashed and all that stuff. He like bought it so he could show all the slants and shit they were doing. And people were like, his fucking parents own a diamond mine. It's like, okay, that's not the best. That's not the best. But it's like, hey, man, you know, what the fuck? We all got to get engaged.
Yeah, we're going to need that rock.
Yeah, I'm not, you want to give your wife a lab-grown diamond?
No, you need a blood diamond.
Blood, sweat, and tears?
Yes.
But women love that shit, too.
Yeah, they go, oh, my God, a slave got this for me?
No, a slave died.
A slave died getting me this ring that I can show my bitch friends. My slave worked harder than yours. Mine's bigger.
They love, dude, I've been watching a lot of Cinderella recently. And I've been getting, dude, that goes on in my house. I've watched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, it's funny. I've watched the original like Disney animated one. I've watched now, there's a new one.
What's going on the new one, dude? How have the wokes ruined
it? So the wokes took over the, who's that lady? Camila Cabello. She's like a pop star. She did one where that's total wokesters, dude. The woke mind virus is all over that. She doesn't even care about the prince. She's trying to start a business. And they're like, women can't have businesses. And she's like, I want to make clothes. But then she eventually does marry the prince. But like she has to accept that she has a business to run. It's crazy. That one is absolutely fucking nuts.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's crazy. Dude, that one is fucked.
Cinderella has to... She's a business. She wants to be a business lady?
Yeah, she wants to be a business lady, dude. In like medieval Europe, she wants to be a business lady. And it's like, it's all like, you know, the whole crowd's like, everybody listen up. It's all like, yeah. I'm the new town crier. Hey, y'all. It's fucking like, which is whatever. It's just corny as fuck. And then it's the whole thing is just her being like, I want to start a business. Why can't I? Everyone's like, women can't start businesses. And the prince is like,
this is medieval Europe.
The prince is like, I love you. I want you to live with me. And she's like, no, I want to sell fucking clothing. And it's like, yeah, okay. Limited two. You're going to work at Limited Two. Or you're going to fucking marry a king. It's like, shut the fuck up. So then like, it's like fucking total bullshit. Forever 21.
I want to work in Forever 21.
So then like, but then the other one is just the straight up fairy tale. And you know, you watch like Hercules and all these like hero, that's like the hero myth where it's like you go, you're like, you're getting fucked up. You beat this thing. You're like, all right. The woman myth is like, you're kind of just like shitty and you have a bad job.
Yeah,
and
you have
no
two shitty
you.
Sisters that are like, you'll never be wearing them.
Mean sisters and a mean mom. And your dad's just, there's no dad.
There's never a dad.
Mean moms. Your dad's fucking dead. And he was so nice to you. And then the turning point of the female like fairy tale is that you walk into a ball and you're the prettiest in the ball. And everyone goes, oh, who's that?
She's hot.
And then the most powerful man in the room takes you and dances with you for everyone. And then you're like, I have to go. And then he finds out, and he, you know, it's just
that finds you.
That seems to be like the apex. That's the dragon for them. It's just them being, and all the other girls being like, ugh. And she's like, I'm so pretty and innocent and nice. Yeah, I was like, damn, that's fucked up. It's pretty crazy. But it is, dude, for women, it's like, be nice and be hot.
Yeah.
Dudes are like, be brave. For women, they're like, be nice
be
and
brave.
Be hot.
Be brave sucks, though, too.
Be brave sucks.
You gotta like fight a bunch of like wolves.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the stories are sick.
The stories are cool, but they resonate with us.
Yeah,
we're bros, like, dude. We fucking want to fight wolves.
Exactly.
But girls want that.
Have to be nice. That's the challenge.
Yeah, but we have to be brave, dude. I'd rather be nice than fucking have to fight the Hydra.
You have to be nice, and you have to be nice and hot. Or you'd be an old fairy godmother.
Jacked and brave. Dude.
True.
You have to be so jacked and brave.
True.
You have to go to war, dude.
Yeah, true. Now, Cinderella, you have to deal with like a bitchy stepmom.
Or another good tale is the reluctant king.
Yeah.
It's another good dude hierarchy or whatever that word is.
Yeah, I don't want to be king.
Hierarchy is not it, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Archetype.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
be king.
I have to be the leader, even though I don't want to.
I want to explore the world. Yeah.
It's like Lemaire's journey.
True.
From fucking rags to king of the mothership. From rags to the party man. Yeah, the
from
mothership.
Rags to pool house.
Mr. Good Time. King of the good times, dude.
What'd you do last night, Lemaire?
You snuck off.
Yeah, I just dipped early. I wanted to get some sleep.
Oh, nice.
Sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I came home, slept.
Yeah, you need some sleep. You've been grumpy.
Yeah.
Are you in a funk, man?
Huh?
Are you in a funk?
Just like, I'm getting better. I feel better.
You're just emotional?
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
The spring's going to completely sweep you off your feet, dude.
Dude.
Oh, you're going to be swept off your feet.
You're going to love the world.
Dude, spring is sprung.
You're going to get so sprung.
Yeah. You're going to get so hot immediately.
I can't imagine.
I saw there was a bit of a glow up last night, and I saw you with that vest on. You looked handsome. I could tell you had been passed at the mothership. You were glowing.
I didn't know.
Nate was sad. There was sad Nate last night.
Why was Nate sad?
I don't know. He was sad.
Yeah, well, he probably didn't love, he went out there as his first time. I was telling Nate, dude, that's...
I thought he did well. I heard he did.
He did well.
Yeah.
But it's if you're in your head while you're doing something, it's you're like, if anything didn't work, that's all you think about. But yeah, he was... I texted him today and complimented him. I said, good job, bro. It's fucking very, very difficult to do that for the first time. Especially when I was telling him he was in NPC mode. Dude, my first 2 months in that green room was full.
I've watched all of you.
Full
NPC. Of course I've done it. We all do it. The first time you're in the green room and Rogan walks in, you enter NPC. You guys leave, which is very fun to watch. Second he walks in, I watch both of them like...
We flee the scene.
Slink off, dude. Down to Mitzi's, down to start drinking again.
We flee.
The second Rogie's walking
in. Seek refuge at the pub.
It's the king.
See the rats jump the ship into the sea.
Yeah, you go full NPC mode.
NPC like, so funny.
Dead silent. Just sit in the room.
Wait for somebody to talk to you and be like, yes, I agree.
Yes, I am. I'm from Philadelphia. Well, not really. I'm from 2 hours away, but yes.
My name is Matt. I hail from Philadelphia. There's some liquid deaths in the fridge. I like what you did with the place.
Wow, this club is beautiful. Wow, this club is... Anytime they press A, you repeat it. Yeah,
I'm just getting out of NPC mode. It took me 5 months.
It takes a while. And then what's his name was there last night? Joey Diaz. He'll put you in NPC.
Yeah, he kind of... I love that dude for a long time. I saw him last night and it was just like, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, it's so funny. So I want to be like, dude, you're the fucking man. Like, yeah, there's just so many things. You're like, I have so many options. All of them will mostly probably result in just total embarrassment.
It's so embarrassing saying them when you're in NPC and you try to break out.
It's even worse when you try.
I remember the first time I met Kurt Metzger, I was in NPC. I was just standing next to him and I was like, do you have a new special coming out? And he was like, what? And walked away and I was like, oh no.
But one time when I met Attell, it was in New York, and you were in the hallway.
Attell crushed me the first time.
Oh, God, dude. I don't remember what I said to him. I think he looked at me and was just like, nope, and just kept going. I was like,
dude,
fuck.
I was outside, just made Chris Rock laugh inside. I was like, I'm the king, dude.
Yeah.
Walked outside. I was like, you got an extra cigarette? And he was just like, Just walked away. I was like, oh man, why did I think I could do that?
He is so
kill you, dude.
I heard he murdered this weekend.
Yeah.
At the motherfucking chip.
At the Madre.
Everything he says is funny.
Yeah.
He sent it to a new level where it's for real. Every line that comes out of his mouth, I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I did a lot of shows with him at the Cellar we were always on, and he would get off stage and go wild, dude. There'd be times he'd get off and be like, oh, was it a good crowd, Shane? And start like slapping the walls and just run outside. He'd be like, oh my God. If you walked in the room while he was on stage, he'd kill me every time. I'd walk in and he'd be like, oh, Shane, you must have had a good set. You're hanging around. I was like, oh man.
That must be nice doing stand up by the time when you're like 50.
Yeah, you see young people coming, you get to hit them. You know they're all NPCs at that point. Like, you go, what the fuck are you looking at, dude?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Bobby Lee's also an NPC destroyer.
Yeah.
He's brutal. It's very funny. But he'll come in and he'll like see a guy and just be like, what, are you nervous, bro? You know, this is a big deal. And it's like, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Voss will get you. Voss is that.
Yeah.
Voss, man, does that every single time he walks in a room. He's like, what are you looking at, stupid?